Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. Movie is Killer Clowns from Outer Space from 1988. It was directed by Stephen Kyoto and produced by the Kyoto Brothers and written by the Kyoto Brothers. It stars John Vernon and a bunch of actors that you've never heard of since this movie was released. This was a movie that I had heard about, but once people described it to me, I avoided it. It sounded terrible. I had people offering to loan me their DVD copy, but when they told me what it was about, I just avoided it. It's about clowns, literally. Killer Clowns from Outer Space coming to kill people. It just sounded terrible. Then there was one day when I had the flu and I turned on a TV, and on commercial TV there was the movie. And I watched it, and I've said this before, if a movie holds up well, being edited and with commercials in there, stretching it out another half hour or so, it's got to be pretty good. And I saw it with commercials and slightly edited, and I liked it a lot. I ended up finding it on DVD at a used shop for $2 and bought it. And it's become one of my favorite movies. I watch it 3 to 4 times a year. It is very low budget, but it's very well done. I'm kind of disappointed in the Kyoto Brothers, though. They haven't really done a lot since then, and I would have loved to have seen what they would have done since then. I don't know if it's by choice or they just couldn't get more work as, you know, directors and writers, but this is a really good movie. Now, a lot of people say it's so bad that it's good. I completely disagree with that. I think it's good because it's well done. The special effects are done well, and this was a movie that was made for approximately, give or take, $2 million. So, They did very well with this movie. Like I said, most of the actors you're not going to recognize because they haven't done anything since. John Vernon from Dirty Harry and, I guess, last week's review of Animal House is in this. He has a very small part, though. He just plays this typical John Vernon part. I'm just kind of surprised at one point he didn't threaten to put the clowns on double secret probation. But, no. The special, for what this movie is, special effects are great. My favorite scene in the movie involves hand shadows from clowns. I'm not going to give too much away because I don't want to ruin it for you, but this movie sometimes is on commercial TV on this network. That's what the network's called, this. And I'm sure you can probably find it at Netflix. You might even be able to find it on MGM's site. I'm not sure, though. MGM has free movies you can choose to watch. But again, this movie is doesn't have a lot of name actors in it, you know, but that doesn't take away from it. Movies don't always have to have people you recognize. I recommend this movie probably with families that have older teenagers. I don't remember a lot of cursing in this movie. There's no gross violence, but there is some intense stuff in here. Just because there's not lots of gory violence and cursing doesn't necessarily mean it's for the kids. So if parents want to give it a shot, then decide for themselves. That would be perfect. So I recommend this movie. Special effects are good. Acting, well, it is what it is, but I think it adds to the movie. Now, I've read a rumor, and I don't know if it's true, that there is going to be a sequel in 2012, done by the Chiodo brothers. I would love to see that. Will it be any good? Who knows? The kind of movies that have sequels, usually the sequels aren't so good because they try to copy what, you know, the movie was before. Specifically, the sequel to Rocky Horror Picture Show, Shock Treatment, is what I'm thinking of. You just can't duplicate the first one on such a quirky film. But I'd like to give it a shot. I hope they come through and make that sequel. So take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you next week. And I will have another Halloween movie to review for you. Take care. Bye-bye.